What would you argue is the most basic carbon, the fundamental carbon? Of course, the carbon tamid. It's a keves echad taseh v'boker, v'eis ha-keves ha-sheni taseh bin arbaim. Would you say, by the way, that it's one mitzvah or two different mitzvahs? You could be right if you go either way here. So the Rambam will tell you that it's part of one mitzvah, right? Because they sort of bookend, the same way the Rambam holds that Kriyat Shema is one mitzvah, right? But the Ramban will tell you that you can really think about this two separate mitzvahs if, God forbid, something happens to the Karban Tamid. And I say God forbid because there's actually a fast day associated with the Bitul HaTamid, which is that day. Shavasar B'Tammuz, excellent. Okay, so that's one of the five things that we mourn for, according to the Mishnah, on Shavasar B'Tammuz is Bitul HaTamid, right? The Karban Tamid is very significant, right? So the Ramban will tell you two separate mitzvahs, the Ramban will tell you one mitzvah. The Karban Tamid is certainly the foundation of the Avoda. And Shimshi, why do I say it's the foundation? Every word that you said is golden, right? The fact that it's Tamid, the fact that it's all the time, really creates its own status. There are three things that happen in the Mikdash every single day: the Ktoras Tamid, the Ner Tamid, and then of course we have four, because there's also the Mincha, the Minchas Kohen Gadol, the Minchas Chavitin, and then there's the Olas Tamid as well, right? So Tamid is really the name of the game in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the Karban Ola, so it's the paradigmatic Karban, right, where it's all Hashem, Kalil Hashem, very important. It creates the framework for the rest of Kadshim. It's also foundational in the sense that, just think about the schedule for the day, typically, and this is what we're going to get to tomorrow.
You start with
Tumid at the time. Right, it reveli in taps, right? Nothing before the Tumid Shel Shachar, and we would think nothing after the Tumid Shel Ben Harbayim, but we'll see an exception tomorrow, which in many ways establishes a very important principle. Okay, so the idea is that the Karban Tamid is very much at the foundation of what the Avoda is all about. Everything is Al Olas HaTamid, right? Yaseh B'Nisko, all the Musafin, all the things that we add, such as on, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Chodesh, so all of the days at Shabbos, right, Uviyom HaShabbos Nechasim Neshanat Yumim, right, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato Al Olas HaTamid V'Niska, right? It's only in addition to the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid is there all the time, and it bookends the Avoda every single day. So if we could establish, and this will be our premise over the next two Shiurim or so, that the Karban Pesach, in certain respects, is the foundation of the Karban Tamid, that would be very important. If I could prove to you, I know that I can, dispositively, but if I was able to at least make a strong and compelling argument that the Karban Tamid drew its roots from the Karban Pesach, that would be astonishing. Because what we really be saying is the Karban Pesach is the foundational Karban. Okay? That would be an amazing thing. Not just in terms of the Jews who were involved, not just, you know, as we'll discuss again tomorrow, because there's a Chi of Kares associated with it. One of two mitzvot asei where there's a Chi of Kares, the other one being Nachi, directly linked to Karban Pesach. Mila, excellent. Okay? So let's take a look. And this goes back to the idea of Mekcho Mi Be'asor, taking it on day 10, right? Be'asor L'chodesh Hazeh, V'yikchu Lahem, Selevei Savos, Selebayis. We were focused heavily on the idea of Mekcho Mi Be'asor, certainly as it connected in our discussion, to Yom Kippur. That was Monday Shir. Okay, so A.B., why don't you take a look at the Gemara in Erechin for us, or Arachin if you prefer. Tanya Ben Bagbag Omer. Normally we think about Ben Bagbag, you think about Hafochba, Hafochba, Decholaba, but he did say other things too. Excellent. Ta'un. So we want to establish that before you can bring a Karban Tamid, it requires 4 days of examination. 24, 48, 72, 96 hours of examination. What's the basis of that? The Pasuk says, Tishmeru Lakriv Levim Moado, Tishmeru means to guard it. So Aaron, how do you know 4 days? AB, very well done. Aaron, take over. ulehalan hu omer. So what's the basis of the idea that the Karban Tamid, every single day that's going to be offered, has to be examined for 24, 48, 72, 96 hours, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 days. What's the basis of that? Right, Gzera Shava, right? Tishmiru, Lakriv Libim, Oado, connects to? V'hayo Lachem Limish Meres. Ah, very good. So it was taken on the 10th, and it was slaughtered on the 14th. So that would establish that when it came to the Karban Pesach, we needed 4 days of Bikur. And by the way, that's only halacha in Pesach Mitzrayim. Right? You don't need to do that in every generation. So AB and Aaron, very well done. So what are we... What is the assumption of the Gemara? The Gemara only makes sense if you assume what, Aiden? And they got this Gzeira Shava going on here, right? Tishmuru and Vayalacham the Mishmeres. What's the foundational assumption of the Gemara? Elia? That there's some relationship, right, between the Karban Pesach, only Pesach Mitzrayim, as we observed that first year, and the Karban Tamid. This was the first Karban of the Jewish people, and somehow it created the framework for the Karban Tamid. Now, it might just be a Das Yachid. Maybe it's only the view of Ben Bagba. But if you take a look, actually, it's Nifsak Lehalocha in the Rambam Bitzalel. Go ahead. This is the Rambam Hilchos Tmidin and Musafin already in Perek Aleph. Ha Mivukarin. You can have no fewer than 6 sheep that are Mivukar, that have been examined. Belishkas Hatzlaim, where they would keep the sheep Sheba Mikdash. Now, who can figure out who's good at math here? Who loves math? Raise your hand if you love math, okay? The heat-seeking thistle. Now, why would you need at least 6 presents? Because how many are going to be offered every day? Very good. And why at any given point in time would you have at least 6? What's that? Now, think about the halacha that we just learned. Nachi? Exactly right. So at any point in time, and the chiddush is that they have to be ready in the lishkas hatzlaim. You could have thought about holding them anywhere, but they actually have to be sort of ready for shechita, the same way that the Karban Pesach was, that it was sitting there waiting to be shechted. Remember, we read from the Torah that it was tied to the bedpost. It's just kind of waiting there. So, you know, if this is, you know, your Thursday, today happens to be Thursday, right? So it would have had to have been there at least Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. V'yumuchanim kodem yom hakrava be'arba yamim. So the Rambam seems to paskin this lehalacha that Pesach Mitzrayim created an actual framework for the Karban Tamid. Now, Shimon, when is the first time that the Karban Tamid comes up in the Chumash? What's that? Well, chronologically speaking. Comes up before that. Parshas Tetzave, but what am I really driving at here? What am I driving at? When would you say the Karban Tamid was first offered? Can you make an argument? You'd probably say, I don't know, the first day that the Mishkan was operational, right? Aleph Nisan. Anybody want to make a different argument? Well, okay, conceptually. So anybody want to make, you know, when do you think the Karban Tamid was first offered? So you could say, like Shimshi wants to say, the 15th of Nisan, right? The 14th, let's talk about Shechitas Karban Pesach. And maybe you could say Aleph Nisan when the Mishkan was first operational. Anybody else have a time point in between? What's that? Akedas Yitzchak. Okay, that's interesting. I think Akedas Yitzchak does actually play a role in this discussion. But who wants to give another suggestion based on a pasuk in the Torah that you all know? Okay, very interesting. That's a good creative answer, right? The real point would have been they probably would have taken it before at the end of Adar during the Yimei HaMiluim. No. I mean, you could have taken it and watched it for 4 days. Aaron, you have it? Everybody hear what I'm driving at? Naor? Shimon? Jacob? Naftali? Sender? David? Bostoner? Nobody? Anybody ever been in shul on Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah.
What do they do? On Rosh Chodesh, they read which section of the Torah? From Parshas Pinchas, right? So, okay, giving you a hint.
Shabbos?
Make your way through.
In the morning.
First time it is in the morning. Well, it comes, the lady comes to Parshas Pinchas. Gordon! Olas tamid asuya behar Sinai. L'reyach nichoach yishal Hashem nizkori v'yisohin l'kebes achad b'kodesh haseich nesech shechar l'Hashem. So wait a second. In mashkichin rabatzkal. L'bas shemayim. So, Shimshi, why am I pointing this out? Why does this seem to matter that it would have come up already at Har Sinai? So now we're saying that somehow it predates, possibly, the actual construction of the Mishkan, which would only be operational, again, Aleph Nisan. So we're talking about almost a full year beforehand, right? We're talking about Sivan, the previous year. So what would that, might that suggest? That somehow the Korban Tamid could have existed. How can the Korban Tamid exist if you don't have a Mishkan? It's perplexing. It's bewildering. It's bamboozling. It's peculiar. You guys said you like the English translations. I'm trying to use more English here. I mean, Bitzal, if that's not quixotic, I don't know what is. So what might you suggest? That normally Korbanos have to wait for the Mishkan, but there might be a Korban that can exist without the Mishkan if its foundation is outside the Mishkan, Dehainu, Har Sinai, because what created the framework for the Korban Tamid, arguably, the Korban Pesach. Did the Korban Pesach have to wait for the Mishkan?
No.
Certainly didn't. Everybody follow the logic? So if this din of Bikur Dalad Yamim isn't just, an isolated din, but it is reflective and the manifestation of a deeper connection between the institution of Korban Pesach and the institution of Korban Tamid, which would be remarkable if we could demonstrate that. So far, we only have one halacha. But that might explain how exactly the Korban Tamid can somehow pop up in the absence of the Mishkan. Normally, what's the halacha? Can you offer korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash? No. What do we call that? Shchutei Chutz. Yeah, and it's a deraisa. On Obama, you're allowed to offer private korbanos. You want to make a nedava. Is the Korban Tamid a nedava? Is it a neder? No, that would be silly. It's an obligation. It's the fundamental Korban Tzibur. So, the Korban Tamid can only be offered in the context of the Mishkan. I mean, by definition. We're going to see maybe something else. What would you guess could only be offered in, not in Obama, but in the context of the Mishkan? Yeah, very good. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to offer Korban Pesach. Outside, you din prati, outside of the framework of the Mishkan. Very good, even though you could say it's my personal korban. It's not a korban hatzibur. We're going to get there tomorrow. So what we're starting to see is that the Korban Pesach was very significant in terms of laying the foundation for the framework of Kadshim altogether. we all started the shiur with the reasonable assumption, as Aaron would say, a Pavelian assumption, a reasonable assumption, right? That Karban Tamid is the foundation of the Avoda, which is why, you know, in its absence, we have a fast day, we have a Tainus. Shiva Asar B'Tamid. B'Tamid, I mean. Batel Atamid. But it turns out, you know, Eitan Buch may not have been expecting this, but, right? It turns out that the Karban Tamid might actually have its roots in Karban Pesach. Tishmeru la'akriv li b'mo'ado v'ayalacham l'mishmeres adar ba'asar yom. So that would be amazing. So just like the Karban Pesach could be started outside the framework of the Mishkan, right? Pesach Mitzrayim, so then Karban Tamid could as well. But of course, in the future, they're going to have to be folded into the framework of Mishkan. Okay? Any questions on what we're building so far? Davidel.
I don't get how two both of them, like, just like, are okay.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten it either. Except we have a Gemara in Erechim, which says it explicitly, right? Okay, so we're going to pick it up there tomorrow, right? It seems to be based on Gzeirah Shavah of Mishmeres Tishmeru, but there's obviously a lot to be said for that. Okay.